Welcome to this special 8-part marathon of Worthy Radio. This is not how we normally set up our structure, and yet we are going with the flow because we're celebrating the birth of Worthy the book. And so we are using lessons inspired directly from this book. And those are the 8 keys of healthy self-esteem. You know, the book is amazingly spiritual. It's practical. We've been hearing from you that it's like having a spiritual therapist sitting right there with you. I felt like angels edited this book in the sense that there's potency and power on the words that I don't even remember. I'm reading it like, what? When did I say that? So this particular key on character is pretty amazing because it's about stopping the outward striving and getting into the inner peace. So let's dive into key number 6 as a part of the 8 keys of healthy self-esteem right here on Worthy Radio. Blessings. Essential number 6 is character. And I think it's beautiful because character is really about our identity. You know, when we can have a consistency between our private lives and our public desires, where we're not living in this unlived, unexpressed, repressed state, then we have a life that is centered around what we value the most. You know, knowing what you want, knowing what's important to you, knowing what you value is crucial. You can walk into a room and ask a person what their 3 favorite meals are, what their 3 favorite TV shows are, and they'll know. But if you ask them to define what the 3 tenets of their life is, they won't have an answer for you. What are the principles that you live your life based on? I just watched a documentary on the world's top restaurant in New York, 11 grand, and the chef there had 4 principles that he based everything in his restaurant on. And he said, everything that I do passes through these 4 principles. It has to be beautiful. It has to be creative. You know, it has to be delicious. It has to be intentional. And he had these 4 tenets. And I thought, wow, God, how beautiful that he lives with these 4 tenets, that everything has to pass through those 4 tenets. And so for me, it has to be about love. It has to be about purpose. It has to be about that freedom and that honor. And so if it's not about love, I don't want to do it. If it's not fueling my purpose, I don't want to do it. If it's not resonating with the freedom and liberty that God gave me, I don't want to do it. And I want everything to reflect that in my life. So what are the things that drive your life? What are the values that cultivate the foundation of your choices? The choices that you make in your marriage, the choices that you make with your children, the choices that you make in the way you care for yourself. Because if love is one of your governing values, does it reflect in the way you speak to yourself, the way you treat yourself? Does it reflect in the kind of work that you do? We have learned to value the doing versus the being, and yet all healthy doing comes from healthy being. So can you value yourself? There's a power from humility, because humility is the anchoring of a strong character. Humility is saying, I am from the earth. I am grounded. The Latin word for humility is humilitas, which means of the earth, grounded, rooted. Jesus was humble. He was who he was. So many times the authentic part of us is waiting right under all the veils and layers of the grave clothing that this world has put on us. This is not who I am. You do all of this healing just to become more of who you already were before the world put its labels and devices and expectations and pain on us. We already were who we were. God says, I knew you before you came here. I'll know you after. You've always existed as a concept. You've always existed as a being, and you always will exist. Before you were formed in the womb, you were known. There was a name, there was an identity, and yet we come here and we allow the world to reshape that, and really truly transcending and being in this place of worthiness and being in this place of wholeness is about becoming who we already are. And that comes through humility. By coming to the end of this false self and tapping into a different identity. And that is from our grounding, from our rootedness, from our centeredness, from our anchoring in something greater than ourselves. We can nurture a level of peace in our private world. You know, one of my old mentors used to have this mantra that she would flow through, and it would just be like, get your house in order, get your house in order,
get your house in order. Sometimes when my clients want to take on a big project, I'm like, is your bedroom closet clean? I know this sounds basic, but when's the last time you did a purging in your home? Is there a lot of junk around you? Is there a lot of unfinished business? Because I know you want to go conquer the world, but you haven't conquered your bedroom closet. And without order, there is no money to follow. Money follows order. Success follows order. And sometimes we need to do a purging of our personal environment because privately our lives are out of order. God calls for private order and then expands public success. We don't want it the other way around, do we? We see a lot of people with public success and private hell. I want private peace and private heaven and private beauty. And then just, yeah, let that reflect in the public. I have to live with me more than I have to live with them. I want to be at peace with me. Amen. Who understands the glory of being at peace with you first? My environment is blessed. When our environment of self and home and safety within is blessed, then everything that we do on the outside will just reflect that. So when we are building the character, we're becoming more of who we already are, and we're surrendering. We're surrendering because surrender is the birthing. It's the birthing place of our victory, and it's the birthing place of our true identity. I don't love my life enough to die for the life that I have. I do desire, though, to die for the life that God has, right? What God has for me is so much greater and so much better. And I don't want to love my life unto death. I want to die to this life and be loved into a new form of life that transcends the vibration of this world, the fear of this world, the limitation of this world. I want to tap into something beyond and above what I can create in my limited way. I want to partner with God in co-creating by saying, you know what? I lay down this life and I accept the life that you have. I lay down my agenda and I accept the greatness that you have. I was afraid to lay it down in my unworthiness because I felt like you would take something from me. You would make my life miserable. You would punish me. I don't know who I thought you were. I guess I thought you were me. And yet you're not me. And you're not human, and you're not flesh and blood. You are beyond anything I can ask or think. And that spirit of beauty lives and radiates and flows through me every single day. So here, you can take this life. I want my true identity. I want the name you call me. I want the name that you gave me before my parents named me, because my Bible tells me that you knew me before I was born. You knew me before I came here. So who was I? As a reflection of you, as a reflection of your grace, of your wholeness, of your completion, your worthiness, your value, your beauty, your brilliance, your light. That's who I am. I forgot. I forgot because this world and its forgetting put pain on me and burdens and brokenness and all these places that I've been broken. Let me be open to the truth. Let me take off these grave clothes of mediocrity and accept my magic in you. I've been mediocre, but your magic, you're supernatural, you're beyond. You reveal things in a way that brings glory to just how beautiful you are. I can look in nature and see that. I can look at the moon. I can look at the stars and see your integrity and your character of consistency and faithfulness. I want all of that. I want everything that you have that has my name on it, because the true place of victory is the call of surrender. It's the call of forgiving myself and others for not remembering who they were in you. And then moving on and creating that habit in my heart to commit to the destiny that you have instead of the one that I'm trying to dictate for myself. And so my character is in your hands. My identity is formed by you. I will not let this world inform me of who I am. I will be informed of who I am, not by what I do outwardly, but by who I'm becoming inwardly. The more and more and more I remember who I am, the limitless, timeless part of me that was birthed in you before the foundation of time, supernatural, that part of me. Let me remember her wholeness, her completion in you. Let us all remember that what we call imperfect, you've already perfected. What we don't love, what we don't accept about ourselves, you've already accepted and approved. What we deny, you acknowledge. What we diminish, you highlight and love. And so let me not reject what you've accepted. Let me stand in agreement with your opinion of me, because that transforms my identity. When I surrender to you and I accept your view and your glory and your light, I welcome a level of completion and peace that passes all understanding.
Welcome to your soul work for Key 6, Character. And that is the question: in what ways have you diminished or swallowed your authentic voice to go along with status quo? So again, you want to journal this, you want to sit and reflect with this. In what ways have you diminished or swallowed your authentic voice to go along with status quo? We are so excited to have you with us on this 8-part journey. We've been together now for 6 sessions, going into our final 2. And this next one is calling. This is where we get you set up to walk in your God-given purpose. So I'm super excited about it. And I'm just honored to have you with me on this journey, with supporting the podcast and also the book, or coming out to see us in one of your cities, or just connecting with us as we build this movement. It's huge, you guys. I can't wait to share more of the vision right here on Worthy Radio. But in the meantime, get prepared for Key 7 and have a blessed time as you process Key 6. See you soon.